感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Thank the Lord and greetings to all brothers and sisters.
我们每一个月的第一个星期，第一个安息日的下午啊，就是祷告会。
The first Sabbath, at the beginning of each month is a prayer session in the afternoon.
因为祷告就是我们从神那里来得到力量。
Because prayer is where we gain strength from the Lord.
所以保罗说啊，我们都是很卑贱的瓦器。
So Paul says we are all humble vessels.
啊，瓦器非常的脆弱。
We are clay vessels that are very brittle.
啊，很容易受伤害。
And very easy to be hurt.
啊，但是这个瓦器有宝贝在身上，啊，就会显出能力来。
But if this clay vessel has a treasure inside it, then it can have glory.
有能力。
Then it can shine light, have power.
主耶稣在复活以后要升天之前。
So before Jesus ascended,
交代门徒说啊，你们不要再离开耶路撒冷。
He told the disciples not to leave Jerusalem.
啊，要等候从天上降下来的圣灵。
But to wait for the Holy Spirit that would come from heaven.
啊，你们就能够得到力量，啊，然后把主的救恩就带到各地方去。
And through this Holy Spirit, they may gain strength and they can bring the word of God to many different places.
那所以我们看到主耶稣升天以后啊，就是借着圣灵啊，继续。进行这个救赎的工作。
So we can see that after Jesus ascended through the Holy Spirit, he continued the work of salvation.
所以信徒应该有一些圣灵上的体验啊，才能够让我们有一种属灵的生命。
So as believers, we all must have our own spiritual experiences so that we can to lead a spiritual life.
我们来看提多书三章第五节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
他便救了我们，并不是因为自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。第六节，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们的救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。这里讲到神的救赎工作啊。
So here it talks about God's work of salvation.
啊，说不是靠人所行的善行。
And not by
第五节说不是靠人所行的义。
Not because of the righteousness of man.
所以一个人得救啊，不是靠你行义。
So for a man to receive salvation, it is not based on his own righteousness.
而是神爱我们啊，为我们成就救恩的工作。
But it is because God loves us, therefore He created the salvation plan.
然后我们来到神的面前，领受神的救恩。
And so when we come before Jesus and we receive His salvation,
说是借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
We are washed and we are rebirthed and we have the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以重生的喜，我们知道说啊，就借着洗礼赦罪，让我们成为神的儿女。
And we know that to be rebirthed means to have the water baptism and to become a child of God.
让我们能够得新生命。
And that we can gain a new life.
然后说啊，借着圣灵要更新我们。
And it tells us here that the Holy Spirit will renew us.
让我们啊，慢慢的达到圣洁完全啊，充满着活泼的盼望。
For us to slowly become more holy and so that we can have the hope of salvation.
所以我们看提撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
So let's turn to 2 Thessalonians
13节
verse
13. 帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十三节
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13.
二章十三节
2:13
主所爱的弟兄啊，我们本该为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁啊，能以得救。所以这里讲到说，我们领受了真道。
So here it tells us that we have received the truth.
啊，然后神赐圣灵给我们啊，来帮助我们慢慢达到圣洁，让我们能够得救。
And God gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can slowly become more holy and then receive salvation.
啊，所以圣灵在一个信主的人身上啊，所要显出的能力跟作为是相当大的。
So the effect of the Holy Spirit on a believer is quite significant.
也可以让我们经历了很多神奇妙的作为跟他的恩典。
It can let us experience a lot of the miracles and wonders from the Lord.
所以我们常常讲啊，这个灵洗跟我们得救有直接关系。
So we often say that to be filled with the Holy Spirit, it has a direct relation to salvation.
因为我们既然受洗成为神的儿女啊，所以神就给你圣灵来做你得救的印记。
Because God has baptized us in the water, so that He gives us the Holy Spirit afterwards as a seal.
我们看哥林多后书一章二十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, verse chapter 1.
Second Timothy, Corinthians 1:22.
Second Corinthians chapter
1, 22节
verse 22.
Second
Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22.
说那就用印了我们，并是圣灵在我们心里做凭据哦。啊，所以这个印呢，说我们呢得到神的救恩，他就给我们盖印。
And so here it talks about the seal of ownership that the Lord seals on us, and it is a guarantee.
啊，因为这个印啊，就是代表所有权的意思。比如说有些材料啊，他们以前要去验货，那叫盖印。
Because this seal represents ownership.
啊，这个盖印以后就是证明属这个人的。
And once you have been sealed, then you are under the ownership of this person.
我们信主以后啊，神就给我们盖印。
So for us, when we believe in God, He gives us a seal,
marks us. 证明我们是属神的。
And marks that we are, that He owns us.
啊，所以说这个就是一种得救的印记。
And this is a guarantee of our salvation.
所以启示录第七章里面说，有一个入出之地的天使上来。
And so in Revelation chapter 7, it tells us there is an angel from
east,
from the east,
从东方上来,
angel from the east.
啊，他拿着永生神的印,
and he carries a seal of the Lord.
啊，在那个世界末日大灾难要来之前啊，还要来盖神的仆人的额头。
And in the last days, he will go around and mark the foreheads of those who are God's servants.
他说被盖印的有十四万四千人。
And those who have been marked, there are 144,000.
啊，他们都是属羔羊的，羔羊到哪里去，他们就跟到哪里去。
And they are of the Lamb, and they follow where the Lamb goes.
啊，他们后来虽然经过火炼啊，慢慢完全。
And though they went through the fire.
啊。他们站在那个玻璃海上面哦，虽然大灾难当中啊，但是有神的保守看顾，因为他们是属神的。
Even through great tribulations, they were safe because they were owned by God.
啊，他们额上因为有神的印记
，and because they had the mark of God sealed on their foreheads.
啊，所以神就认识谁是属他的人。
Therefore, God knows who his people are.
啊，我们如果到英国或到纽西兰去
，If we go to England or New Zealand，
啊，他们那个羊啊，多的到处都是。
They have sheep everywhere。
啊，那个羊的身上都有印记。
And on the sheep, on each of their bodies, they have a marking。
啊，所以主人都晓得说哪一个是他的羊，
so,
因为他们不一样的记号。
So every shepherd knows which sheep are his own。
因为我们是属神的，所以神给我们盖印，证明我们是属他的。
And because we are of God, He marks us so that we know we are owned by Him.
啊，然后把我们分别为圣出来。
And He leaves a portion of
He sets us apart as holy. 以弗所书一章十三节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节。
14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神的百姓被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。所以我们听见的是真理的道，全备的福音。
So what we hear is the full word and a full gospel.
所以他就我们就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And therefore the Holy Spirit is a seal for us.
这个应许就是神答应要给我们的，所以我们就领受了。
And it is a guarantee, so then we receive it.
所以这个圣灵来盖印证明我们就是得救的属神的神民。
So when we are marked by and sealed by the Holy Spirit, it tells us that we are saved.
他说也要证明啊，我们能够得到天上的基业。
And it also tells us that we receive the heavenly inheritance.
也就是说，给你证明说你将来在天上有神要给你的产业，给你的一份福分。
And it lets us know that when we enter into heaven, God sets aside a dwelling place for us. Even though right now we have not received it.
但是神给你一个证明，说将来你就要来承受那个福气。
But God gives us a guarantee that once we go into the kingdom of heaven, we will receive these things.
等到有一天我们身体被赎了。
And then one day when our body is no more.
也就是说我们脱离这个肉体的败坏，神给我们一个荣耀的灵体。
And when we leave our physical body to get to receive a spiritual one.
那个时候就能够实现了，我们就在神的国里面有神给我们的一份福分。
Then we will see that we will receive an inheritance in God's heavenly kingdom.
所以神就给你圣灵做子就是给你一个抵押品让你知道说你真的有这个天国产业的盼望。
And so God gives us this Holy Spirit. It's like a receipt letting us know that we will definitely receive an inheritance in the future.
所以这里讲的那个天上的基业的凭据。
So here it tells us of the guarantee of the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
表示说我们在地面上，我们的房屋、我们的地产都有一个所有权的一个证明嘛。
All the possessions that we have in this world, our houses, they all have an owner.
所以你买房子以后就给你一个 title 你就知道说这个房子就是属于你的。
So when you buy a house, you gain a title so that you know that I own this house.
我们成为神的儿女，神要给我们福分，就是给你圣灵来证明。
And so when we become God's children, when we receive the Holy Spirit, this is a sign that this is a title that.
所以你得到圣灵以后，你很清楚说将来我可以进神的国。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, it lets us clearly know that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我可以领受神所赐给我们的属灵产业。
And I can receive the heavenly inheritance.
他说这个圣灵也要帮助我们能够得属。
And the Holy Spirit can also help us.
我们看罗马书八章。
Let's turn to Romans.
八章十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
罗马书八章十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
说然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵就住在你们心里，那叫基督从死里复活的 也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。这里讲到说，这个圣灵跟我们的复活有直接关系呀。
So here tells us that the Holy Spirit has a direct relation to our salvation.
说圣灵让耶稣从死里复活过来。
And the Holy Spirit allowed Jesus to resurrect from the dead.
因为神授圣灵给耶稣啊，说没有限量的。
Because God gave the Holy Spirit to Jesus without restriction.
因为他有丰富的神的生命在他身上。
Because he had a abundant blessings of God.
所以他死后埋葬三天呐，他可以活过来。
So that when he passed and he was buried for 3 days, he had the ability to come back.
他说这个圣灵如果住在我们身上。
So if the Holy Spirit then lives within us,
我们这个必死的身体，就是有一天我们离世了，末日主耶稣要借着圣灵让我们活过来。
The Holy Spirit will also resurrect us out of our physical body.
如果我们能够活到主耶稣来的时候，肉体没有办法承受神的国。
And if we can, and if we happen to be alive when Jesus comes,
所以圣灵就会帮助我们呢。这个卑贱的身体啊，把它改变成为一个荣耀的灵体。
Then the Holy Spirit will change our physical body into a spiritual one.
那我们就能够啊，与主同在了。
So that we can abide with the Lord.
所以这个圣灵啊，跟我们复活改变呢、啊，还有直接的关系。
So the Holy Spirit and our transformation during resurrection has a direct relationship.
所以也是我们得神的我们能够重生啊，做神的儿女啊，得天国产业的直接的凭据。
And it also is a guarantee that we will have an inheritance in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们信主以后啊，我们一定要祷告求圣灵。
So after we believe in God, we must pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
因为这个跟我们得救有直接关系。
Because it is directly related to salvation.
但是有的人啊，祷告一段时间啊，还没有得到，你不要灰心。
So for those who are still praying for the Holy Spirit and have not yet received, do not be discouraged.
因为我们讲这个是应许的。
Because this is a promise.
也就是说，主耶稣答应要给你的，主耶稣讲的话不会后悔。
And it is a promise that God, that Jesus said He would give it to us, and He would never go against His word.
主要我们努力求啊，一定会实现的。
As long as we earnestly pray, He will definitely.
当然，有的人很快得圣灵。有的很快就得圣灵。
Some people receive the Holy Spirit very quickly.
有的一段时间以后才得圣灵。
And some take a little longer.
但是我们知道说，主耶稣应许圣灵就是要给求的人。
But we know that Jesus says for those who ask, he will give the Holy Spirit.
你都要求啊，就能够得到。
And all you need to do is ask him.
再来我们谈到说这个圣灵的更新工作。
So now let's discuss the renewal, the effect of the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们人啊都是软弱的啊，所以我们也有很多的身上的软弱。
As humans, we're all very weak, and therefore we have our own physical weakness.
但是说圣灵会改变我们啊，我们的生命能够得到更新。
But the Holy Spirit will change us so that our lives also gain renewal.
所以我们得圣灵以后啊，说要常常啊，在圣灵里面祷告。
So after we receive the Holy Spirit, we must often pray in the Spirit.
说这个圣灵祷告圣灵讲方言啊，虽然你听不懂。
So although we don't understand the tongues that we speak in.
但是它是在造就我们。
But it is edifying us nonetheless.
所以常常祷告说心，我们那个属灵的生命会更新变化，慢慢的得力达到完全。
So while we pray, our spirit will slowly be renewed.
所以有的人认为说我们祷告啊，目的就是要求圣灵。
So some people think the main reason for prayer is to ask for the Holy Spirit.
有人认为说啊，我已经得圣灵了，好像祷告就没有目标了。
And they think that once they've received the Holy Spirit, then there's no more point to keep praying.
不是的。
But that's not so.
我们应当常常借着圣灵来祷告。
We still have to pray constantly with the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够真的更新变化，充满着属灵的活力。
To really, to be renewed and to be filled with the spiritual life.
啊，好像主耶稣说啊，进食祷告以后，满有圣灵的能力啊，啊，来服荣耀神，来服侍人。
Just like Jesus said, when you fast and pray, you'll be filled with a spirit that can for you to be filled with spirit and to serve.
我们看到彼得就是一个非常好的例子。
And we know that Peter is a very good example of this.
他跟随主耶稣的时候非常有热忱，而且非常有爱心。
While he was with Jesus, he was full of passion as well as love.
他常常也有一些错误啊。
And of course, he had his own. His own
因为用人的意识啊，有时候没有办法明白神的旨意。
Because a lot of the time, man's own understanding is not able to understand what God wants.
主耶稣跟门徒预言说：“我将来要到耶路撒冷去受害。”
Jesus said to his disciples that he would go to Jerusalem to be harmed.
啊，但是彼得一听啊，说：“主啊，这个事情千万不要临到你。”
But Peter said, "Lord, let not this thing happen to you."
结果主耶稣说：“撒旦退我后边去吧。”
But Jesus said, "Satan is get behind me, Satan."
哎，因为你是绊我脚的。
Because you are a stumbling block.
反正本来彼得啊是好意的，因为怕主耶稣到耶路撒冷啊受伤害。
At first, Peter was using. He had a good intentions of telling Jesus not to go to Jerusalem.
但是这是人的想法。
But this is man's own understanding.
所以他阻挡耶稣说：“你千万不要去啊！这个事情千万不要临到你身上。”
Which is why Jesus said that I hope this thing never happens.
但是耶稣如果不到耶路撒冷，如果不害。不受害啊，我们全人类就没有希望了。
Because if Jesus never went to Jerusalem and did not receive harm to himself, then all of us here wouldn't be saved.
那所以神的意念啊，高过人的意念。
So God's understanding is higher than those of man's.
后来彼得有三次不认主。
And later on, Peter denied Jesus three times.
主耶稣啊，被定以后啊，他又带着同伴啊，又去捕鱼啊。
And after Jesus was crucified, he brought his other disciples to go and fish again.
看出那个彼得的软弱。
And here we can see a weakness of Peter.
啊，那主耶稣复活以后啊，他们在捕鱼的时候，在岸上啊，向他们显现。
And while once Jesus resurrected, Peter was fishing, Jesus appeared to them on the shore.
不只是让他们往来一网满满的鱼。
Not only did he allow their nets to be full of fish,
还把食物预备好，说来啊，来吃早餐啊。
He even prepared food for them and told them, come and have breakfast.
让他们吃完了以后，主耶稣才问他说，你爱我吗？
So only after they finished eating did Jesus ask them, do you love me?
来连续三次啊，问彼得。彼得后来就忧伤就哭了。
And Jesus asked Peter three times, and therefore Peter was very distressed.
他说：“主啊，你知道我是爱你的。”
And he said, "Lord, you know that I love you."
那主耶稣说：“你就要为我牧养我的羊。”
And so Jesus said to him, "Pastor my sheep."
所以我们看到说，彼得当时啊，心灵愿意，但是肉体很软弱。
So there we can see that in Peter, his spirit was willing, but his flesh was weak.
他非常爱主。
He really loved the Lord a lot.
甚至跟着为主去舍命，他都愿意。
He was willing to die with Jesus.
但是事实上啊，心灵愿意，但是却做不到。
But in actuality, even though his heart wanted to do it, he.
后来在五旬节得圣灵以后啊。
So in the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended,
结果他们完全改变，变了一个人。
Peter changed as a person.
彼得跟使徒啊，就站起来，高声向众人做见证。
And Peter and the disciples stood up, and they loudly proclaim the gospel to everybody.
很多人听了以后就感到扎心，后来就相信就受洗了。
And many people around were cut to the heart by their words, and they decided to accept Jesus and be baptized. And that was how the church was established.
他们更有能力行神迹啊，到处见证。
And
And
they very bravely went around and testified about the word of Jesus Christ.
虽然被抓去公会受审判，把他们关起来。
Even though many of them were captured and put in jail.
但他们却很有力量啊，很勇敢。
But they were still very brave.
我们所听看到的，所听到的，我们不能不讲。
The things that we have seen, the things that we have experienced, we can't not tell people about it.
听从你们，不听从神，这怎么可以呢？
How can I listen to you and not listen to God?
所以圣灵在他们心中激励啊，非常勇敢地做见证。
So the Holy Spirit was within them, working within them, giving them power to be brave.
不管被抓去关啊，被鞭打，他们都无所谓。
No matter if they were beaten or they were taken and put in prison, it
didn't matter. 所以我们看到说啊，这是完全啊变了一个人。
So here we can see that they fully became a new person.
那所以说这个圣灵啊，会帮助我们做更新的工作。
So here we know that the Holy Spirit has the power to renew us.
所以以西结书三十六章里面说，当这个新的灵来到以后，新的灵 ，the new spirit.
In Ezekiel, it tells us that the Holy Spirit will be a new spirit.
他会给我们一个新的心。
It will give us a new heart.
说那个石头心呢？会变成肉的心。
It will change the heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
会从内心里面呢，来顺服神的话语。
And from within us, it will help us understand the word of God.
来行神的旨意。
And to follow, do the His will.
这个就是圣灵的更新的工作。
And this is the work of the renewal of the Holy
Spirit. 我们来看约翰福音十六章第八节。
Turn to John chapter 16, verse 8.
约翰福音十六章第八节。
John chapter 16 verse 8。
十六章第八节。
16 verse 8。
他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。第九节。
Verse 9。
为罪，因为他们不信我。十节。
10。
为义，是因为我往父那里去。你们就不再见我。为审判，是因为这个世界的王要受审判。这里谈到说这个圣灵来的功用。
And here it tells us about the uses of the Holy Spirit.
要做圣徒的保卫师，随时跟他们同在。
It will be the comforter of the disciples and will always abide with them.
要让他们明白一切的真理。
And it will,
他们明白一切的真理。
And it will help them understand the truth.
那这里啊，刚刚所读的这一段就是生命的更新。
And in John chapter 16 verse 8, here we read about the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
他说，这个得圣灵的人呢，会自己责备自己。
And those who receive the Holy Spirit will reprimand themselves.
我们一般人啊，常常啊，会去指责别人。
And often, it's easy for us to reprimand other people.
都是把自己认为说，哇，我已经很好了，所以看到什么都不对劲。
And we feel that we're very good already, so we look around us for things that are wrong.
但是一个真正圣灵充满的时候，会看透自己的内心。
But for somebody who truly is full of the Holy Spirit, they will look into their own heart.
很多对不起神的事情。
And they will see that there are many incomplete things and things that they're sorry to
the Lord for. 所以会从自己内心的反省检讨做起。
And so from their inner heart, they will try and be a better person.
好像那个法利赛人啊，因为他觉得我处处都很好了。
And because the Pharisees felt that already they were really good people.
我一个礼拜禁食两次。
Each week I fast twice.
所有的都献十分之一啦。
I pay my tithes.
我不像这个税吏啊，奸淫勒索不义。
I'm not like the tax collectors who are sinful.
因为他觉得自己太好了。
Because the Pharisees think they're really good.
没有看到自己的缺点。
Very complete, and they don't see their own faults.
一般人常常是这样的，站在高度来看别人。
Most people are like this. We stand on a higher plane and look down on other people.
但是一个真正圣灵在感动啊，圣灵充满的人啊，是会觉得自己啊很多的不足。
But for somebody who truly is full of the Holy Spirit, they'll feel like they are a very incomplete person.
因为他真正的认识，真正的看到自己的软弱。
Because they truly understand and they can see the weaknesses within
themselves. 好像那个税吏一样啊，说远远的站着都不敢靠近。
Just like the tax collector who stands far away, afraid to step closer.
头都不敢抬起来。
Even afraid to lift up their head.
一直捶着胸。
And beating their chest.
说啊，神啊，我是一个罪人啊，求你开恩可怜我啊。
Telling the Lord, 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 I'm a sinner. Please have mercy on me.
因为看到自己的软弱缺陷啊。
Because he sees his own weaknesses.
主有恳求神施恩怜悯我们。
So he can only ask for God's grace to have mercy on him.
所以这个才是真正啊圣灵的工作啊，圣灵的更新的工作。
So this is the true way which the Holy Spirit works in renewal.
所以说会为自己啊，为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And so we will convict ourselves of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
为罪啊，就是因为神的光一照啊，发现自己很多的软弱、缺点啊，很多的罪过。
Convict ourselves of sin because once the light of the Lord shines upon us, we see all the blemishes and the faults that we have.
认识自己的无知。
And we understand the darkness.
所以为自己的罪过啊，自责自恨。
And so. So we hate ourselves and we despise that part.
这是一种圣灵的感动，圣灵的光一照啊，人的缺点就照出来了。
And this is a movement of the Holy Spirit, where when the light of the Lord shines upon us, it reveals the weaknesses of man.
在神的面前承认我们的过失。
So in front of the Lord, we admit to our
sins. 为我们的罪过哀伤啊，哀痛啊，忧伤啊。
And to weep for the sins and the faults that we have.
他说啊，神喜欢那个忧伤痛悔的心灵。
And that's why the Lord says the Lord likes a contrite and sorrowful heart.
所以当我们呢、能够认识自己的罪过啊，能够到神的面前悔改啊，神就会帮助你脱离罪过，让你在灵性上进步。
So when we can truly understand our own weaknesses, we can come before the Lord, and God will help us to fix these weaknesses.
再来说为义忧伤。
And secondly, it says to convict of righteousness.
因为主耶稣已经离开了啊，往父那里去了，我们看不到了。
Because God has already left and he's gone into heaven. We cannot see him
anymore. 就是知道说啊，主耶稣已经完成救赎的工作了。
And we know that God has already completed the work of salvation.
复活升天了。
He has resurrected and returned to heaven.
说他的代赎就是要赦免我们的罪过。他死在十字架上是担当我们的罪过。
So because he died on the cross for our sins.
但是他的复活啊，就是要让我们能够得到称义。
But his resurrection was so that we can receive righteousness.
所以耶稣真是那个义者啊，因为他是完全没有罪的。完全没有罪的。
Therefore, Jesus is righteous and completely without sin.
才能够把我们从罪中啊带领进到神的国度里面。
Which is why he could take us from within sin and take us to the kingdom of heaven.
让我们脱离了旧人，能够成为新人。
And to change us from the old man into the new man.
所以过去有时候不认识主啊，甚至啊逼迫毁谤啊批评主。
It's been said.
任意的毁谤批评，
It's been said that some people criticize the Lord.
现在啊，认识耶稣是那个义者啊，他给我们这么多的恩典呢 所以我们就为神的义啊，也为自己的罪来自责。
But because now that they understand God is the righteous one, so they use God, the Holy Spirit, as a way to try and understand God's righteousness.
我们举一个例子啊，就是像保罗。
An example is Paul.
啊，他以为说啊，他是在为神大发热心啊，逼迫教会。
He thought he was doing God's work by persecuting the Jews.
啊，把基督徒啊抓去下监鞭打。
By capturing the Christians and beating them.
啊，那是神的光一照啊。
But the moment when God's light shined upon him,
耶稣说：“你为什么逼迫我？”
God said, "Why do you persecute me?"
啊，原来他知道了，他所逼迫的是那个义者耶稣基督啊。
And then at that moment, he realized that one he was persecuting was the righteous one, which was Jesus Christ.
他知道自己错了。
And he knew that he was wrong.
啊，原来耶稣这么爱我，为我舍掉他的生命。
And after all, Jesus loves me so much, and he was willing to give his life for me.
啊，所以他就重新改变了，为着传道理啊，啊，会财会力。
So he completely changed, and he started to preach the new gospel of Jesus Christ.
忍受各样的逼迫患难。
And he himself received many different trials and
tribulations. 甚至为主殉道。
But he still followed the path of God.
那所以这是他生命上的一种改变。
So this is a change in Paul's life.
啊，他知道说以后凡事都是要靠主了。
And from that point on, he knew that he had to rely completely on.
所以他说，我知道我自己是软弱的。
Which is why Paul said that he understands that he is weak.
我软弱的时候，就晓得祷告靠主。
And when he is weak, he prays to the Lord.
啊，主的能力护庇我，我就在软弱当中又重新恢复刚强起来。
And God's strength will come to him, and you will be able to overcome different things.
最后谈到这个为审判呢，自己责备自己。
Lastly, let's talk about how we will convict ourselves of judgment.
啊，本来这个审判呢是对付魔鬼的。
And originally, this judgment is reserved for the devil.
啊，因为撒旦啊，至高想要跟神同等，啊，所以就落在神的审判当中。
Because originally the devil wanted to be on the same level as Jesus, and therefore he was cast out and had to face judgment.
啊，那是有的世人呐，就是魔鬼的迷惑啊，跟着他犯罪了，啊，将来也要落在神的审判之下。
And so people say that some people are deceived and they follow Satan.
啊，我们知道说啊，我们在啊世上的生活啊，神都在监察。
And but we know that in our daily lives, God is always watching.
说神按照你的行为啊，善恶来施行报应。
And God will judge you based on your actions.
啊，所以行义的人呐，神就祝福他。
And so those who are those who do good, God will reward them.
啊，那到了最后末日的时候，还有一个空前绝后的审判。
But lastly, in the end days, there will be another punishment.
啊，所以人如果啊行恶的话，啊要落到那个永火的刑罚里面。
If man does bad, then in the end days they will be cast into the pit of fire.
啊，所以我们要谨慎战兢啊，来做得救的功夫。
So we have to strengthen ourselves and do the work of salvation.
我们也要热心啊，来服侍主。
We need to zealously serve the Lord.
啊，所以因为我们将来要面对神的审问。
Because in the end days we need to face God and face.
所以我们也要经常反省检讨我们自己。
So we need to constantly look within ourselves.
因为你要圣洁完全，将来才能够安然见主。
Because you need to be holy and complete to be able to stand before the Lord.
所以要常常为自己的软弱啊，为自己的罪过哀痛。
So we have to always be sad and of our own sin and our shortcomings.
有时候我们虽然成为神的儿女，神给我们那么多的恩典，我们又不晓得来报答他。
although God has given us an inheritance and he's made us a child, we don't know to repay. We don't know how to repay him.
我常常都是贪爱世界，跟着世俗的世俗走。
And but we always we follow the things of the world.
灵修不完全。
And our spiritual life is not complete.
所以我们要为我们自己的灵性上的软弱来忧伤。
So we really need to be sorrowful about the weaknesses in our spirit.
这个痛悔就是帮助我们回到神的面前。
And this sorrow will help us to return back to face the Lord.
然后恳求神加给我们力量。
To face the Lord so that we can pray to him and ask for strength.
让我们能够重新得力。
And let us be reborn.
他说我们应当靠着圣灵来帮助我们做更新的工作。
So we must rely on the Holy Spirit to renew us and do the work of renewal.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
要接受按手祷告的可以到前面来。
Those who want to receive laying of hands, please come forward.
我们请教会的圣职人员帮助我们按手祝福代祷。
We ask the deacons to lay hands.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.